The Talmud did not say she gives birth chopped up. And therefore, when is Tinnif a good proof? Only if they had the Tinnif before the first 6 months. But if the Tinnif first came during the 6 months, then it's no good. Then it's a proof to say that Tinnif was not a good Tinnif, and therefore the first kid will be a Bechor. But the Svara, according to Bishu's own Svara, Amrinu, we say yes. You're not this Lumikutoyim, that the 5 months of pregnancy does not have to be a complete 5 months. It will give birth at the end of the middle of the fourth or the fifth month. So therefore, it's possible that you first start to see the Tinnif in the middle of the 6 months, and it goes for 30 days into the 7th month. And then even though there's not 5 complete months left, it's still possible to give birth at the end of the first year, because the 5th month does not have to be a complete month of pregnancy. It's enough Lumikutoyim. The boy is saying another psalak answer is that lawyer meaning you let this Lumikutoyim. No, everybody can hold that this ace does not give birth less than 5 complete months. If so, what's the machlokes over here? Ha'ochol the nixes hayom kekula kemiflugi. Shall the nixes hayom is that called like a whole day or not? Lesvar according to Zom Svarom, Rabbi Shua Aminu, we say nixes hayom kekulai. Yes, nixes hayom is kekulai. But the Gemara, according to what he said before, Le'yaminu, we do not say nixes hayom kekulai. Part of the day is considered like the whole day. So Nixas HaYom could mean the 30th day of the Tinnif. Like we're going now, you hold like Ziri, that Tinnif, the discharge, takes 30 days. The question is, the last day of the discharge, that Nixas HaYom, so we consider like after 1 or 2 hours went by, the day finished already. And since the day finished already, she could start to become pregnant that same day. Therefore, it's possible still to have 5 complete months of pregnancy, therefore she could give birth in that first year. But if you hold Nixas HaYom is not Kekulay, therefore, the last day, the 30th day of the Tinnif, she cannot become pregnant that day yet. It's only the next day. Then it's going to come out. She's first going to give birth to the first day of the second year, not during the first year. That's the machlokes. Does Nixas HaYom, part of that last day of the 30th day, or even part of the last day of the year, do we say part of it is considered like the whole day, and that day can be divided up in half, like half was for Tinnif, and then the rest of the day, she could become pregnant. That's the machlokes. What he had set off from the Gemara, what Yeshua himself holds from. In the end of the 30th day of the Tinnif, that day, the last day of the Tinnif, it's still like the Tinnif is finished. And she could come pregnant that same day also. Because that's called Nixin Kuloi, then you can have it the same year. I don't hold from this, these Midas. Elokosh Yedua. If she's nursing, is that a proof to say that she gave birth already before that the second kid now should not be a bechor? Rashi says, "Cholov poiter im cholevis afilu b'terch shenosa oy shenoldo b'beis Yisrael le'rinu yoledes al yachas shenosa harehi." Even she gave birth to basically saw the kid says she was nursing before she gave birth here. So that's the machlokes. The Bekiva saw our cholov point. Yes, since she was nursing, for sure means she gave birth already once, and therefore there's not a bechor. Cholachach roi behemus. Therefore, for sure, since she's nursing now, she already gave birth. If Yeshua saw her, no. Sure, there is a miyat. Sometimes the cows could give off milk, even not having a kid. So that's what Yeshua saw. Therefore, Yeshua holds chashin lemiyutei. For the Gemara, michayesh Yeshua lemiyutei, I Vietnam going like this. If she has a midibayibum, this is. Let's say what she had a mother-in-law. Eina chayshashas, we're not afraid that what the maybe she gave birth in between. And to say what there's another kid. Rashi's Hoyslach HaMashra says, Isha sholchi hi yobaylam dina sayom. Umeiz baylo uloy bonim. V'yach eina, there's no brothers. Right? So Chura said there's no mitzvah even now. But v'yeshlach HaMashra, she has a mother-in-law still. Then Kaima she yotz mishana shlechtia. So you ought to be afraid maybe she gave birth in between to say there's still a brother alive and there'll be a Zika's even. That's not to be afraid about. What's going to be Yotz Malaya when she went with her husband, she left with her husband, the mother-in-law was pregnant, So now, and then the husband dies away, so Cheshesh, she has to be afraid, yes, that maybe the mother-in-law gave birth, and maybe there's a brother alive, there's a mitzvah evil. You don't have to be afraid that she gave birth. We said over there, my time to sure, what's the reason why not? The Chorish, she's pregnant. Why aren't we afraid she gave birth? It's meant like this, because Sava yells like this. Roiv mubaris yoldais. True, roiv pregnant ladies end up giving birth. But there is a miut mafilois, a miut of them have miscarriages. Now, v'chov ha-yoldais machsas chor machs nekevais, only 50% is nekeva. So design smoich miyuta de mafilois, lemachta nekevais. That to have a zocher is a miyut. So therefore we say, even though she's pregnant, even though she gave birth, most probably she gave birth to a nekeva. Because nekeva is in tchana 50-50. There's also a miyut of mafilois, so it's like a rave, that there's no zocher, that there's no mitzvah yivam. He says, he's not chayish le miyut. He says, you put him in a yivam. You only chayish le miyut, you should be chayish le miyut here. Declare Yeshua is not Cheshin Lemiyutai. Right, that's why Yeshua says you put him in a Yibim over here. He's not Cheshin for the Miyut. But it's still worried by yesterday that Yeshua Cheshin then. So where it says, Enechalami El Eipach, and you have to change it around. Eipach Rashi says means to Ratzah, the Rabbi Yeshua Sava Tinef Paita. Yes. Just like Rabbi Yeshua holds Tinef is Paita, Buadin Lecholav, the same thing if the cow was giving off milk, that's right, had a kid already with Pata from Bechor. The Yosra of Akiva, now the name of Akiva is the one that say no, that Kol Shiyadua Shebichro, the Afiloi De Tinuf, Ein Kan Lekoin. Suffolk, the Afilo Chalevis, is not. So Akiva is the one that says, if you know for sure she had a kid already, then the Koin gets nothing. But we have a Suffolk, and Suffolk means even though she's Chalevis, it's also called a Suffolk, Tenechnami, then the Lachar is Yoichol Bemumai. Now the Mora says, "Batanya, bring your proof." Rashi says, "Benichuso." It says, "Cholov apoyta divrei Rabbi Yeshua." Yeshua is the one that says, "Yes, we see a cow giving milk. That's the proof to say that she had a kid already." It's poyta min abechoyro. We have a kiva vaymeno cholov ain't apoyta. The fact she's giving off the milk, that's not a proof to say she vadi had a kid already. So only a suffix, and therefore does not part the b'teres vadi. Tara Barnova is in the Blunna Disney Breister. Kidia Sheyolda Sholish Bonus. What's going to be a Gedia kid that gave birth to three daughters? The Chol Bonoiseho Yoldu Sholish Sholish. And all these three kids now also gave birth to three kids apiece. So it comes out now, we have now 12 kids altogether here. So Kulum Vichnosis Ladila Sasser. All these 12 are going to the same deer to give up Meister Hema. It could all be in the same year that they gave birth. That's the Kiddush over here. It could be the same year that they gave birth. So now, Omer Rabbi Shimon, Ani Risi, I once saw, she Israel, B'Sech Shinos, I once saw like this, the fact that they gave birth, Ma'isi Beinor, because they all gave birth the same year. Rashi Kleima, B'Tech, Ha'isi Shona, She Yoda, Ha'Sholosh Bonus, like the same year that these three kids, first three kids were born, Chosra Bonus, these daughters themselves, gave birth to another three apiece. What's the difference here? What is he saying more than the Tanakama? It wasn't saying over a Maisa for. But that was the Maisa that you had, all these 12 were born the same year. Nothing more says, what do we have to learn? Sholish, Sholish, Toilid. What do I have to say now? These three kids, three is bonus, each one gives birth to three apiece. Let's learn like this. Toilet chad minayot losa, v'inech tate tate, it would have been enough just for one of them to give birth to three. And the other two would have been enough to two and two. So then you have two, two and three, so that's seven. And then you have the first three, so that's ten. So what do you have to have three, three and three for now? It would have been enough to have just these three girls, each one give birth to three kids, one give birth to two and two. Samar says true, but I did the Ika Choda, the Loistagi, the Loisholish, inside of these three kids now, at least one of them, have to give birth to three kids. It's Tanakulu, the Yoda, Sholish, Sholish. That's what it says already, all three of them gave birth to three apiece. Now, Velabu, Lemisne, Sholish, Klau. What do you have to say three altogether for? Leo, the Kulai, Tati. Why is it enough just that these three gave birth to two apiece? So two apiece, two times three is six. And the first three, sets nine. And if it had the ED, the Tilid Bahadayu. And let's have the mother now go and give birth a second time that same year also. And that would be the 10th kid. So what do you have to come on to? The kids themselves had 3 apiece. Say that they only had 2 apiece. And the mother gave birth to another kid. So verse of the Chura Lema, let's say, Kisabi hold, Mitanefes, Eina Chazeres, Violetta, Perchinosa. But if